Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Morning Drive here on KingScottRadioTV.com. I'll be your host for the ride in. I'm DJ Dove, and I'm coming in from above just to please you. Today is our special day where we actually praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with that, we call it Praise Tuesday. Today, we're going to just lift him up as we continuously do all the time. He's my rock. He has allowed me to get to places that I never thought I would get to. So I said when I first began this journey that if I ever get it all together, I will have a day set aside for him going through the week, the work week, for us 9-to-5ers. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tune in and tune up and get into some praise music. And we're going to talk about a few things, our experiences, the things that make us grow and glow in his precious name. KingScottRadioTV.com. Thank you.
Is what is in your heart. The metaphor of the good tree and the worthless tree leads to the point that the fruit a person bears grows out of his or her inner existence. From a vile heart comes vile thoughts. From a good heart comes good thoughts. The assumption is that the mouth, yours and mine, the mouth is a fountain, a faucet, a spigot from which flows what is hidden away in your heart.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Terry K. Anderson. And he was speaking on Luke chapter 16, verses 43 through 45. Now, I don't know about you, but I know by the time Tuesday gets here, our Praise Tuesday, our drive into work, we know we're going to need to bulk up. And I say that because, you know, you're going to run into different types of people when you get to work. But you going to church, believing in Jesus Christ on Sunday, by the time Tuesday gets here, you need a little boost. Because Monday was breaking you in. When Tuesday gets here, you're there. You're in the thick of it because you still have a ways to go to get through your work week for us 9-to-5ers. And as Pastor Anderson was saying, what comes out of your mouth matters. Your attitude counts because God is grooming you. And in Him grooming you, you have to act a certain way. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be somebody's doormat or you let people be disrespectful to you. But sometimes you have to guard your words. You do have something to protect. And that's what I'm talking about. You have the integrity of being a Christian that protects you from others. You see, God is not going to give you something that you can't handle. So when you listen to a Pastor Anderson and he tells you that what comes out of your mouth counts, that's the truth, and it sets you free. I can't always say what comes to the top of my head, because sometimes it just doesn't sound too Christ-like. You see, I'm working within that flesh. And on Praise Tuesday, my goal, as in every day, to lift Him up. People are going to do things to you. Satan is going to send his umps to corrupt your day. But because you are instilling certain things inside of you, things that deals with the spirit side of you, you know, the fruits of the spirit, these things gives you the right to look someone in the eye and you can say, I understand, but this is the right thing to do. And you being a representative of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will do the right thing. Let's get back to some good praise music. Here we are, Kirk Franklin.
For some who don't understand our purpose, they may not understand our praise. Where's the family in Jesus' name? We'd like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm free.
His eyes on
me. His eyes on me.
of you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked.
Someone asked the question.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering.
Someone may be wondering.
When we sing our song.
When we sing our song.
At times we may.
At times we may be crying.
And nothing's even
and
wrong.
Nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing the chorus.
Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. We are tuned in and tuned up. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Morning Drive here on our Praise Tuesday. I would like for you to get yourself that nice cool cup of coffee. Maybe it's going to be apple cider this morning because it's a little nippy out there. and just relax and get your thoughts together. You know you have a day coming ahead of you. You know, it's so satisfying to me that I can greet you early in the morning just to say good morning to you. As you move closer into the hectic part of your day, stay cool, calm, and collective. Just be who God intends you to be. We're going to listen to a little bit of Ronnie Jordan, and we just want you to sip on that, whatever you decide to drink. Reflect on what you want to happen today and let it play out. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove, and we're coming in from above for our Tuesday praise. Come on with me. Stay tight and make it right. Yeah. You all feel that? Praise Him through your actions. They can't take that away from you. The ones that want to get under your skin. Be their friend. Give them something to react to. Spread the word. Praise Tuesday. On your cell phone or your PC, you can set them free. This is the boost to get them loose in the spirit. Lead by example. Praise Him. Now, I'm going to ask for a special favor on our Praise Tuesday. I would like for you to call that senior citizen and just say, I'm calling to check on you. You see, we as a family of Christian believers, we should do things like that. I'm just calling to say, hello, how you doing? Do you need me to stop by? When I get off work, I can bring you this. I can do that. You see, after you have served so many years in the kingdom, it's time for you to start getting some things back. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Make them feel warm and fuzzy. Because we all need those moments. And for you to offer that to them can make a world of difference. Pass this information on to your friend, your colleague, your co-worker, your ace, coon, boom. We have to lift each other up. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about us as a team of believers in Christ Jesus. KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove, and we're coming in from above just to talk to you. Praise Him, or the rocks will cry out.
I'm
name tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Praise Tuesday, King Scott Radio.
I know right now it's impossible to see. But God is going to work it out if you just believe.
Do you believe? Keep your eyes.
If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you.
No, it doesn't.
These trials are just a test.
These trials.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong.
Stand strong.
And dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning. And everything is gonna be alright.
Be encouraged. You see, it don't matter what you do. I stand on this rock. This is where my faith is, in him, not in you, in him. So you can trash my name. Call me funny things. It's all right. This is not where I'm going to end up. I'm going away from here one day. But in me going away and you moving on to that next level, what I need to do now is tolerate you. You being used by someone else. Someone who's not that pleasant. You ever thought to yourself, why do people talk so mean? Why are they so angry Is it you or is it them? Because things didn't go their way. They want to act strange. Or are they acting strange? Maybe this is who they are. But you lead by example. You feed the spirit. And when that spirit manifests itself in you, people notice it. Oh, they are not going to necessarily tell you that. They're going to wonder why I said those harsh things to him or her. And they didn't seem to get upset because of your spirit, because what your training is. I always lean back on the fruits of the spirit because it is difficult handling some mean people because they don't care how they make others feel with their wretchedness. I was talking to this lady and she knows that this particular individual has a feisty spirit, but yet he's a pastor of a church. And he seems to be not happy, but yet he's trying to tell people about happiness. I scratch my head because it, you know, when I observe you, I see your attitudes, that uppityness in your spirit. But I don't have to address that. That's God's job. I cannot change you. I can only represent me. Do you feel me? And in that representation, my best foot forward is going to lead me to the promised land that I'm trying to get to, in spite of your attitude, in spite of your nasty ways, in spite of you trying to harm me internally. And know that when you are mixed in others, when you're in that workplace and you know people don't like you because you seem to have the answer. You seem to be able to get it right. And they don't like that because they can't think like you. Because they're not you. They don't have your training. They weren't in Bible study. They didn't go to church that Sunday. They didn't get the encouraging word. They didn't listen to KingScottRadioTV.com to hear the word of God being manifested forth through Praise Tuesday for my morning drive in. They're not prepared like you. Recognize that. That you are blessed and highly favored. So as you sip your morning cup of coffee, or you're drinking that nice warm cup of tea, you can rest assured that God has paved your way. No matter what you're confronted with, you will be the victor because of who you are in Him. That is what's going to make the difference. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. Tell a friend. Let them know. We're on the go to do something big.